Good morning. Welcome to Becoming a Dad Podcast. All right, so this is going to be episode one. This is going to go over the plans for future episodes and give a little introduction to myself for the people who might not know me. Each episode, we're going to start with the Instagram question of the week. Then we're going to get into the main topic of the podcast. And then we'll go through poll results posted to my Twitter. Then we're going to have a segment called Parents on the Internet. We'll have time for questions from listeners or listener stories, if we have any. And then we're going to do an outro dad joke. So a little bit about me. My wife and I met in 2012 when we were working at the same job. Got married in 2014. Expected to start a family soon-ish after. Both of us had always wanted a family, wanted kids, were excited to start a family. I had two older siblings who were already married and had kids, was excited to continue on with that and have my own kids, give my parents even more grandkids. So initially the first 4 years goes by, no kids, no pregnancies, starting to feel a little worried, wondering if there's something wrong, we need to go seek medical help, don't really know what's going on. Like I said, both of my older siblings were already married and had kids. They always say getting pregnant is really easy, or they make it seem really easy. So after 4 years when we had no kids, it got a little, it raised the anxiety level. I was worried that there might be an issue, and I was worried the issue might be with me. There's a little bit of fear, it was mostly fear that I was disappointing my wife, that I wasn't able to provide something that she wanted. She really wanted kids. She really wanted to be a mother. And I was worried that I might not be able to provide that. So we'll get into that in a later episode. 6.5 years being married and still no kids, no pregnancy scares, nothing. So then I'm really starting to worry. It's like, what if there's something wrong? Do I need to go see a doctor? Of course, I'm worried that the issue is with me. I'm thinking that the issue is with me. It's just, you put the blame on yourself because you can't, you don't know for sure, and that's bad, but you're also now fearful that if you go and you get checked out, then you could confirm it to you, and then once you know a problem and you know exactly where the problem is, most people want to fix the problem. But how do you fix that problem? Not being able to give your wife something she's wanted for a long time. So, like I said, more on that in a later episode. August of 2021, we find out that we are pregnant. And then shortly thereafter, find out that it is not a viable pregnancy. There's a lot of emotions and thoughts that go on with that. Again, for a later episode. So in October of 2021, we find out that we're pregnant again. This time we're going to have a boy. We get to do all the fun things like a baby shower, decorating a nursery, buying things that have their name monogrammed on it, blankets, clothes, decorations, signs, whole nine yards. We get to do everything, and it's great. So June 2022 rolls around. We have our firstborn son, beautiful, healthy baby boy. He is now 14 months old. Still going strong. It gets funnier every day watching his personality come in. So he's born June 2022. October 2022, we find out we're pregnant again. And this time we're having a girl. Super excited. We have a boy and we have a girl. Now we get to go through the picking out a baby name, decorating for a baby girl, doing the gender reveal, get to do it all over again. Exactly 359 days after my son is born, my daughter's born. Almost a year apart. Almost a year exactly. 359 days. So I have a 14-month-old son, and I have a 2-month-old baby girl. They are beautiful, they are healthy, and I love my kids. They are amazing. So that is just a little introduction to me, what inspired me to start the podcast. And that's going to be it for episode 1. And we will close this episode with a dad joke as well. Why did the coach go to the bank? To get his quarterback.